David Stockman, former director of the Office of Management and Budget under President Ronald Reagan, noted, "We have a massive bubble everywhere, from Japan to China, Europe to the UK. As a result of this, I think world financial markets are extremely dangerous, unstable, and subject to serious trouble and dislocation in the future. I can tell you, as someone who absolutely aced academic mathematics in my younger years, that the global economy is headed for a disastrous debt collapse," avowed Mike Adams, editor of Natural News, a popular website covering health and politics that boasts more than 5 million visitors monthly. Trillions of dollars of asset valuation in derivatives will vanish, literally overnight. Widespread economic destruction will strike humanity like 1,000 hurricanes hitting major population centers all across the world, all simultaneously. The timing of this is impossible to predict, but its inevitability is not. What really alarms me about all this is knowing in advance that this event will usher in a global wave of poverty and destitution that is unprecedented in all of human history. This is going to put honest, hard-working people on the streets, living in destitution through no fault of their own, and the mere awareness of knowing this is coming causes me tremendous pain. Even worse, you and I can't save them all. We can only teach people to get prepared and hope they have the wisdom to listen. We cannot make their decisions for them, and we cannot alter the laws of economic reality, which dictate a global day of reckoning. Several observers of the social scene have compared the decline of the American Empire to that of ancient Rome, noting that while the Roman authorities pacified the masses with free bread and circuses filled with fighting gladiators, the American public is provided low-cost processed food and fights on television. Internet commentator Jack Curtis, a frequent contributor to the website American Thinker, writes that America is running out of money, borrowed from its pressured citizens, kids, and grandkids via Federal Reserve quantitative easing games. "Nobody can live on promises forever," noted Curtis. Stock markets and banks will shortly exhale the funny money hot air sustaining them. Interest rates will start their climb back to normal, and the government will defund first its war machine and foreign bribe programs, then its welfare beneficiaries. As with the old Romans, American military will decline, along with cradle-to-grave social welfare. The American citizens are likely to see change, more change than they expected their president had in mind. Food stamps will be cut, and huge salaries will disappear from pro sports. As that financial wave crests and begins to recede, America won't be an empire anymore. It will have everything it can handle, just tending to its own business.